Okay, we are on Zion Amid Beis. We're going to start, I believe, on Maskif Lo Ravacha Bar Yaakov, which is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines. Where's Solomon? Didn't come today?
No, he didn't come today.
Oh. Which is 9 lines from the top. Okay, we got that. 9 lines on top. I believe that's where we ended off. You'll correct me if I'm wrong. Let's just go over the notes of where we were up to yesterday. Okay, the central issue. Are there other forms of compensation payments besides Meitav Sadeo, the best of the damager's property? That's the central issue. And we raise the contradiction where he say from the best of the field and vineyard he will pay. He teaches that only Edus may be paid. You pay from the best property. However, there's another pasuk, the word yashiv, he'll return, includes things that are worth money and can be given even brand. And we... Okay.
Yeah, so, I'm fine.
Okay, you're warm now?
Okay, yeah.
It's good you didn't have
coffee.
It's good you didn't have your Shabbos suit on.
Thanks.
Okay. So we get one possible answer of a person offering to pay in advance or not, and we rejected that answer. And then we doing answer number two of Abaye in terms of resolving a brisa. There was a brisa that we introduced yesterday that says if a person has 200 zuz, he's considered rich. He cannot take gifts for the poor. However, if his properties and everything that he owns is worth 200 zuz, but he can't sell them, then we can give him 100 zuz of Meiser Oni. He will sell his property of 100, and then he'll be okay. That was a brisa that we learned yesterday. Now, there was a question, Rabbah says, what's the case? What's the case of that brisa? If the value of everyone's land declined, then this guy should receive a lot of tzedakah because his property is not worth 200 anymore. It'll never be worth 200. It's worth 100. So he can receive a gift of any size. The answer to number one that was suggested is no, other people's lands did not decline. Reuven's land declined because he needs to sell. So he needs to sell, then his thing's gone down in value. But Gemara didn't like that answer. So if so, really, he can't get anything because he still owns 200 zuz worth of property. So what's the case? So finally he said, Rabbah explained the brisa now, and he says, rather in the place where he lives, the property when it's sold in Nisan goes for a higher value, and in Tishrei it sells for a lower value. Everyone waits until Nisan to generally sell their property. On the other hand, here, Reuven is in a financial bind. He cannot wait. He's got to sell it now. So now, really, the land is worth 200 because most people would wait till Nisan, but he has to sell it in Tishrei. So he said the seasonal cheapening of land is never worse than half the value. So now, since at this point in time, it's only worth 100. It is worth 200, but not right now. Right now, it's worth 100 for him, and anybody who would sell right now is worth 100. Therefore, we give him 100, and he sells his property and gets 100. And that's the case. That's the case of the price that we deal with the poor man. It's when the price drops in Tishrei for everyone. And that is pshat in the brisa. And that's very good pshat for the brisa. So comes along Abaye and says, okay, now I'll use this to resolve the contradiction as well. He says the same principle will apply that we use for the brisa will resolve our contradiction. The pasuk that says you get paid with Edus, that's right. If you want to buy that Edus, you know, at the current price, then fine, you can get it. Even if the damage happened is being collected in Tishrei, where things are worth less value. Well, listen, if you damage someone's property, you can't tell him to wait till Nisan. He gets to collect it in Tishrei. So if he wants to collect, he's entitled to the best property. Best property is what he gets. Now, but here's where the other pasuk comes in. What if the victim says, I'd prefer Beinonis and a larger amount of Beinonis right now at the cheaper price? Because let's say he has a piece of property. His own property is near the other fellow's property that's Beinonis. So then the damager can say, listen, if you want it that way, you gotta pay it at, you get, receive it at the higher price of Nisan, and you get less money. And that's what that pasuk of the brand is talking about.
Not less money, less land.
Less land, thank you. Less land, he gets less land. Because it has to be at the Nisan price.
Nisan pricing.
I think that's where he ended it. Did we also knock it off? Or I don't remember.
No.
Okay.
It was the Nissan pricing. But we didn't talk about Toyota pricing. Just talked about Nissan.
Yes,
okay.
Right. So now...
Where's everybody here?
You're here. What do you want to do?
You're here, Martin. That's all that counts.
You're here, Martin. That's all that counts.
Okay. So let me just get it in my place over here. We're on what? Sign of base.
I think we resolved that, and then you say, yeah, but that's not the answer. There's a problem there, too. That's where we got to.
No, I'll tell you where we got to. I got it right here.
Right over there.
We're about to start Maskif Lay.
Maskif Lay.
That's right.
Okay, now that's what we're up to. So now we're going to get a question on this answer.
Right.
Just a question before the question. If everybody sells in Nissan because it's a higher price, you have more land for sale, therefore the market's going to drive the price down anyway.
No, I
everybody
guess...
Everybody sells at the same time.
Not necessarily.
But the land has more value.
No, not everybody sells. Not everybody sells.
Those
who do sell, sell in Nissan, and the buyers need it in Nissan.
If there is demand for it, the price stays.
The demand is higher than... Not everybody's selling it in Nissan.
You just go on my street in the springtime. Nobody's getting a cheap price.
You go on your street anytime, you get the cheap price.
Same thing with houses. When do you get a higher price? In the spring and not in the fall.
There's a higher demand and there's a higher supply.
Because people are moving in.
What do everybody know that? Why do they put their house in the spring?
It makes no difference on yours.
Because people want to close in the summertime.
Right. They get the higher price.
But even though more people are selling, the demand is so high.
You put your house for sale in the winter, you get the high price.
Even if you're the only one selling it because nobody's buying it.
Yeah.
Here, everyone's buying because everyone's planting. This is the time to buy it. If you want to make your money, you buy it in Nissan because now you plant it and you get money sooner. Yeah. That's the idea.
That's it.
Anyway, Gemara now is going to reject this answer. But not for your reason. Maskifla Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov challenges this explanation. He said, if you're going to say that if the guy wants to collect Beinonis, he has to take it at the more expensive price, if you do that, Im Kain, if so, that he has to accept the higher valuation that takes place if he wants other land. Horas kochan shel nizokin. You have weakened the power of the damages. Eitzol beinones viziburis. When it comes to taking from average land and below average, cheaper land, you're weakening his ability to collect. And what do we know? Derachmona Amar in the Torah says, Mimeitav. You collect from the best. Now, when we want a guy to collect from the best, why is the Torah doing that? In general, when the Torah says a guy gets damaged, he can collect from the best, why is the Torah doing that? So we want to make it easy, make it better for him.
A better chance.
There's obviously this concept, we want to make things better for the damagee. The least we can do is make it easier for him to have a better chance of getting money here. So when we do that by the more expensive, why shouldn't it be same thing by the less expensive? If you're already going to let him have the more expensive, and now what are you doing? Va'at amrat, and now you're saying, mibinonis viziburis, nami lo? But you're saying that he can't collect from average or an inferior the same way unless he expects a higher valuation? Why should he suffer when you want less?
That's
just because he wants a lower property value, lower quality property. Why should it be any less for him? What gives it, if we're ready, is he already allowed to collect the higher, better property? We see we want to do what's better for the damagee.
Right.
So if he wants worse property, why should it be any worse for him if he wants a lower quality property? So, he's got a whole thing over here, but he says, Rav Acha, he argues that since we see that the Torah gives the damaged party the right to collect the choices, which includes the right to receive the land at today's price, It is logical to assume that he retains this right even if he asks for average or inferior quality land. What's the difference? He wants better land or worse land. We're ready to let him get the better land at the price that's now, where he gets more land. He gets the better land at the Tishrei price.
Yeah.
That's a good deal. So if he wants worse land, he shouldn't get the Tishrei price. Doesn't make sense to make that change. So that whole point doesn't make any logic sense. So the Brisa is correct. The understanding of the Brisa with the poor man and Torah and Suz, that's correct. That Brisa is correct. Want to apply the concept of the Brisa to our contradiction here, we said you cannot apply that. So now what the Gemara is going to do for a little moment is it's going to forget about our question. So we have not resolved the contradiction between the best of the land and returning even with bread. But since we already brought that Brisa and we wanted to apply the Brisa to resolve our contradiction, they say, well, listen, I know you really want to apply this Brisa somewhere beyond itself. So I'll tell you, if you want to apply the Brisa, I'll give you a different area where you can apply the Brisa. So we're going off on a side tangent now.
Okay.
You see the idea? We had a contradiction. We tried one answer and knocked it off. Then we said, well, there's a Brisa, and my uncle explained the Brisa like this, so I'm going to use my uncle's explanation to apply it to our case here. He said, no, you can't apply it here. Okay, so now while we're on applying the Brisa, so let's see where else this Brisa could be applied. If you want to apply it, where can we apply it? So we're going off on a tangent. We haven't forgotten about resolving the contradiction. It will come soon enough, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, but we'll get there. But now let's just go off on this side point. So now we know we're hitting a side point. Ella. Now Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was the one who knocked off this answer. So Ella Amar Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says, "E ikelit muye." If you want to make some comparisons of Rabba's explanation of the Brisa, you want to apply it somewhere. So you know what? Libalchov Madminan Le. Let's compare it and use in a case where a lender wants to collect a debt. Now, very important rule about lenders of what a lender, when I lend you money and now I want to collect and you don't have the money, what can I collect from you there? Now, in other words, by damagers, I can collect from the, when you give me property, I get the best property. What if I lent you money, you don't have money to give it back, and now I have to take your property? Which property can I take?
Oh, not Ben.
So you don't get the best. We're going to see in a minute that a Balchov collects from average.
Beninus.
The debtor, the collector, creditor, collects from the average. That's the law. Collects from the average. And now we're going to have a case where the guy wants to collect his money and he wants to collect it in Tishrei. So he's going to collect land. So at what price does he get it? That's going to be the direction of this answer. So when a creditor wants to collect, he's going to collect from property, he's collecting in Tishrei, what's going to happen? Let's look at the Rashi here. The Perkin is Zakim, but Mesechus Gittin. And Mesechus Gittin says this idea that he collects from the Beinonis. He collects from the average. Now, let's say the creditor wants to collect from the borrower in Tishrei. He says to the Lova, the borrower, Havli Ziburis, I want not average, but cheaper land. I want cheaper land. I'm entitled to average. I want cheaper, the cheapest. So now, if I'm going to get cheaper, I get more land. Tvei Purta, a little bit more. Why? Ki heche de lehave shove malvad to amount of money that's worth the loan. Deis like above, that is by you. Kizulo de hash, but I want it at the cheaper price now. Same type of answer you want to say before. The guy says, listen, you owe me money. You owe me $100. Now, $100 goes a lot further in Tishrei than it goes in Nisan. So I want the cheaper property at the Tishrei price. So the guy can answer him, no. He can say, no. Ishakal, you're going to collect it. You take it. You want it different than what you're supposed to get. You get it at the Nisan price. If you want what you're supposed to get, the same type of answer we said before. But instead of Edis and Beinonis for a Mazik, we're talking about Beinonis and Ziburis for the borrower. The lender.
The lender.
That's, so let's apply it over there. And now let's continue. By a Balchov, Dine Bebeinonis. A Balchov, a creditor, he's entitled to collect only from average land. Okay? Take a look at footnote 13. On the biblical level, a lender collects from the lowest quality land. However, the rabbis were concerned that this would cause people to hesitate to lend money to those in need. They therefore upgraded a lender's power to allow him to collect from average land. Okay, interesting. According to the Torah, a creditor only can collect from the cheapest land. But then people start to say, I'm not going to lend any money.
That's right.
So, okay, the rabbis came on and said, you can collect from the average land. Okay, that's the law. So now, how do we apply Rabba's understanding of the Braisa that was dealing with a poor man to a creditor and a lender? He says the following. The Amarle, and if, he says to the debtor, he says, Havli Ziburis Tvei Porta, give me lower quality land, but I get more land, because I'm taking less land, but I want it at the Tishrei price. Amarle, he can reply to him, nothing doing. Ishakal Tabinach, if you're gonna take according to the law, the average land that you're allowed to take, okay, then, Shkol Kedasha, take it as it's worth now. I gotta give it to you because that's what you're entitled to get. However, V'lo, but if not, and you want to take average land, but you want it at a better price later on, you want to take it at a better price now, Shkil Kiyukri Lakama, you have to take it at the more expensive price in the future. And that would be applying the Brisa to a case of creditors. That's how we would apply it to creditors. Okay. Let's see if there's anything else to mention over here. Okay. So now, that's a possibility. We can apply the Bryce over here. So even though Rav Acha Bar Yaakov wanted to say that, comes back again, the same rabbi, and knocks that off too.
Oh, good.
Maski v'le Rav Acha Bar Ravika. Rav Acha, the son of Rika, says, no, that's not a good idea either. Because that's not true. You can't do that either. Because if you're not going to let him do that, what's going to happen? What's going to happen if a creditor knows he can't get the cheaper stuff at a better price now? What's going to happen?
He's going to lend it at a different time and get it back at a different time.
He's not going to lend it now. He's not going to lend it when you want it.
That's right.
So then if the lender's forced to accept the lower quality land at the cheaper price now, what will happen is, now to Delos Bifnei Lav, you're closing the door to borrowers.
That's right.
People aren't going to lend. Why? To Amar Lay, because the lender will retort to the creditor. The creditor is going to retort to the borrower. He's going to say, what? You're not going to let me get the cheaper land at the better price now? let me tell you, mister. Eloy loses. If I had money now and I didn't lend the money to you, couldn't I buy cheaper land now?
Yeah.
If I didn't lend you the money, right, and right now I wanted to buy cheaper land, I could buy what I want.
Yeah.
So Hava Shakla, I'd be able to do it right now at the lower price. So Hashem is about, just because the money's by you, Eshkol, people are going to come, hey, do I have to pay at the more expensive price later on? So that's not true. If the guy wants to collect in Tishrei more of the less expensive land, he's entitled to. So it comes out, we can't apply the Brisa here either. So now, interesting halachas are coming out over here. Just on this, we bring this to these side halachas. So when I want to collect from land, and if I want cheaper land at the better price in Tishrei, I'm entitled to get it. I'm entitled to get it. I can't be pushed off. If I'm a lender and I want the better price of cheaper land, I'm entitled to get it. So where is this price going to be used? Still trying to figure out where can we apply this price somewhere else. So we finally say, El Amarav Acha Breder Avika. Rav Acha Breder Avika says, okay, I'm going to give you the answer. I'm going to tell you where I can apply it, and this is going to stay. E Ika Ledmuye, if you want to make a comparison of this price with this changing of value in Nisan and Tishrei, we could do it. Leksuvas isha midaminala. We can do it when it comes time to pay out a woman's ksuva. Alright, I want to pick this up a little bit, but I'm going to lose the Rashi. So 1 second, let me go back one, and then let me go forward one. Okay, here it is. So Rashi says, what are we talking about, a ksuva? Ukagon shenasan laget b'tishrei. He gives her a divorce in Tishrei. Okay, vizilu arate. So his land becomes worth less.
Yes.
right? Vaisa ksuva samasayim. His ksuva to pad is 200 zuz. Now, where does a woman collect the ksuva from? We said, this is damagee collects from the best.
Right.
A creditor collects from average, right. Although the Torah said from the worst, but the rabbis want to upgrade him, or we aren't going to lend. Where does a woman collect from a ksuva land? The halacha is, v'dina l'migbe mizibur. She collects from the worst land.
Worse.
She gets the worst land. Okay? Why? We're not going to go there right now. But that's what they collect from the worst land. Okay? So we're talking about a ksuva. A man's divorcing his wife in Tishrei. She's entitled to the worst land in Tishrei. Alright? So, let's see if there's any more there. Okay. So move on. Daha kasuv, because it writes in the Torah. Daha, I got to make it a little small. I can't see the whole thing. Daha ksuvas isha dina biziburis, because the ksuva nisha she collects from the cheaper land. Okay, the e amrit lai. So she tells her husband the following: Havli beinonis batzir porta. Give me a little bit better land, the average land, and I'll take a little bit less land from the average in this good time of Tishrei where you get the better price. Amar la, he could say to her, no. E shakalta bidinach, if you want to get according to your law to get the cheaper land, shakal kerashta. You're going to get it now, and you're going to get a good deal. Because it's Tishrei, you're going to get a deal.
More land.
But v'ilo, come on. It's getting slow. Be low, and if not, and if you don't want to take what you're supposed to get, but you want a little better land, then if you want better land, fine. But shakla hiyukra delakameh, you have to get the more expensive price in Nisan. So that is where we will apply it. By Iksuva, where the woman is only entitled to get the cheaper amount, if she wants a more expensive amount in Tishrei, where she'd get more property, guy says, no, I only have to give it to you in Nisan. And that brisa will apply to the case of a ksuva. That brisa applies to the ksuva. Okay, so at least now we have a brisa by poor people that is explained by Rama. And now they Abaye wanted to find a place to apply it. And finally we said we can only apply the case of a ksuva where if a woman wants to get better quality of land, she has to take it at the more expensive price in Nisan than in Tishrei. And that's the application.
That makes more sense than the others, because if you want something more than you're entitled to, then you should have to pay the higher price. But the other case is they wanted something less.
Well,
and
yeah.
We're saying you have to pay the higher price.
Well, that's ultimately what's the question. That's why the Gemara is saying it doesn't apply.
Exactly right.
Yeah, but so this
that's the same thing. That's what's right. Basically Gemara's question, why you can't apply it. Here, there's no question. Because
so how are we using this to?
We're saying if you want to change the terms of payment, I'm happy. You can do that, but you're going to have to take the cheaper price.
Yeah, we're using this. Right?
You can't go any lower. She's already entitled only to the lowest.
Right. So we're using this price that says if you want something better, you have to pay the higher price at the higher time of year.
Right.
To say that, then if you're making a change, then the other one's okay. That's what we're saying.
If you're making a change.
Now that we're making a change and she has to pay the higher price.
Right.
We're saying that that's going to now make the other thing that we talked about.
No, the other ones we don't, because it doesn't apply in the other cases, because you want it to go lower.
It didn't apply.
Or if you want to go higher. Okay, maybe you want to say if he wants to go higher. Maybe. Maybe you could apply it to higher. Maybe. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. Okay, anyway, Gemara says, okay, let's not forget about what we were talking about. Gemara now comes back and says, well, Mikol Makom Kasha, we still have that question we have to resolve, that contradiction between choices, land, and brand. How are we going to deal with that? So Gemara tries another answer. Amar Rava. Rava says, this is the answer. This is the answer. He says, Kol deyahiv lei, whatever the damager gives the damager in terms of payment, mimeitav leisavlei. He has to give from the best. Whatever you give, it's got to be from the best. So how does he resolve the contradiction? It's saying you give the best of the land, and if you give brand, you have to give the best of the brand. In other words, best means the best of everything. Look at the notes. Thus the contradiction is resolved. For although the damager is entitled to pay even with bran, if he chooses to do so, he must pay with the best bran that he possesses.
The category of bran is lower than the choice.
Right. But it's still worth the same amount of money.
It's the best brand, but it's still the lower.
No, but it's still the same. It's the money. You'll get the same money as if you sell the land.
So the whole argument that we went through is useless, because brand, if we want to pay with brand right at the beginning, we should have said right at the beginning, as long as the brand has the same value, then you're okay. Why go through all this?
Well, Gomorrah's going to ask a different question. It's sort of the same question.
Because it expands your brain.
Here, look at footnote 21.
That's what's happening. That's what
look at footnote 21. Look at footnote 21. He shall pay, one verse says, he shall pay his choicest field. Teaches that payment must be of superior quality. And the other verse, he shall return, teaches that the damager may pay even with bran. Thus taken together, the verses teach that the damager may pay with anything he wishes, so long as it's the best of that item that he owns.
Said that at the beginning, right?
That's but the Gemara asks a better question. Gemara knocks up with a better question. Better question. Where it says, what kind of answer is that? When it says better, it only says by property. It doesn't say by anything else.
Exactly.
If it meant to teach a better brand, it should have said better brand.
Precisely.
Or just said the better without saying the word property.
Exactly what I said, right.
So that answer doesn't go.
Right.
So now we're stuck. Ella, but, and this is the final answer. This is the one you go home with.
Is that a good one now? Or
this is the good one.
Well?
This is the good one.
Okay.
Kiasa Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Breder of Yeshua, maybe Rav. When Rav Papa and Rav Huna, the son of Yeshua, came back from Rav's yeshiva, right? They came back with the following answer. When they came back from yeshiva, they came back from Bein Hazmanim. Pershua, they explained the contradiction like this. And here's the rule you got to remember. Kol Mili. Anything that's movable property, that's what Rashi says, the metaltalin. You can take it from one place to another, havi metav is considered metav. Here's a new rule. Any movable objects, by definition, are called metav, are called the best. Anything that is movable, by definition, is best. Why is that best? What's the whole idea of needing the best? Because sometimes it's hard to sell something, right? So if you have the best, it's easier to sell.
Right.
Movable stuff is always considered the best. Why? Because the Elo Mizdavid Hacha, if you don't sell it here for the price you want,
go somewhere else.
Mizdavin, come on, what happened? It skipped.
And therefore pay.
Mizdavin b'masachrite. You'll go to another city and sell it. So look at Rashi. Ulechi loksiv meitav lo gabesos. Even though it only says meitav by other fields, it's still okay. V'alchem mitharetz yikra. This is how we answer the verses. Besanos, when you're going to give land, yitei meitav. You have to give the best land. Ubematatlin, but by movable objects, afilu subin even bran. As we'll see now in a minute. In other words, anything that's movable, by definition, is always called the best.
Yeah.
Because you can always find a seller somewhere.
Right.
People don't like brands so much over here. Go to the nursing home. You'll get it for a lot more money, the price you want. Right? You'll find, a movable thing you can always sell and you can always get the value of it.
Right.
Maybe right here not, but you can move it.
Yeah.
But how about land?
Land you can take.
Levar Mayar, but land? Can you move land?
No.
You can't move land. Right? So with land, you gotta go with where you got. And it has certain limitations. So once you're dealing with land, the lace of lay, the metav. You've got to give him what's considered the best property that you've got.
Right.
The best that you've got. Why? Because you can't take the land anywhere. So people will jump and buy it because everyone, no matter where you are, will want the best property. Look at footnote 23. Thus the contradiction is resolved. For the definition of superior is anything that can be readily converted into cash. When paying with movables, therefore, there are no restrictions, because even if there is no market for a particular product item in this town, it can be brought to another town and sold there. But land cannot be moved. The Torah therefore mandates that the damaged property be paid with top quality land so that buyers will jump to buy it. So the answer now is, one verse says, you pay for the best land. Land has to be the best. Because you can't move the land.
Right.
The other verse says you can return with everything, even brand. That's right. Any brand doesn't have to be top quality brand. Because anything that's a movable object, by definition, is already the best. Even if it's not the best. Because you'll always find somewhere to sell it. And that is the final law. The final law is, you got to pay with cash. If you don't have cash, now you have two options. You can give them anything you own that's movable, and as long as it's valued, that's somewhere within, obviously not that you have to go to China, but somewhere that's within a reasonable distance, it will go for that value. Then I don't care what it is, you can just go, you put on Kijiji and you sell it, and it's done. But a piece of property, you can't really put on Kijiji because people in another country aren't going to buy it. You only go with where you're at. Where you're at, that's got to be the best property. And that's how we resolve it. So let's take a look at the notes. Wrap it up with the notes. So we had the first answer, which we rejected. Point 12, objection, Rav Acha bar Yaakov. If so, if wanted to apply the brisa to the payments of a victim, if so, the victim has the lower hand if he wants to collect Beinonis or Zabiris. But the Torah entitled him to Edis. You cannot say that he has no right to demand Beinonis or Zabiris. If he can get the best, how can he sure get less? Shouldn't suffer a loss. Then Rav Acha bar Yaakov attempted a second application. The proper comparison to Rabbah's law is regarding a creditor to whom the Torah did not give the greatest privileges of collection. A loan should be paid from Beinonis. If the creditor requests a larger quantity of Ziburis, the borrower can stipulate to receive it at the higher price of Nisan. That's the application, which the objection of Rav Chiya bar Aika is, if that is the law, people will refrain from lending. Creditors will complain, had I not lent my money, I could have bought the land at today's cheap price. Because I lent my money, must I now receive land at the higher price of Nisan? So therefore, attempt number three of Rav Acha Breda Rav Ika, the proper comparison to Rabbah's law is regarding Ksuva. A Ksuva should be paid from Ziburis. If she requests a smaller quantity of Beinonis, the husband or orphans can stipulate that she receive it at the higher price of Nisan, and this answer is accepted to apply the Brisa. Comes Gemara back to the question, the contradiction raised in point one has not been resolved. From the best of the field connotes only Edis. A brisa learned from he will return that one may give shava kesef anything that's equal to it, even bran. Answer number three of Rava. Whatever the damager gives, land or any kind of metaltalim. Metaltalim means movable objects. That's a new word. Metaltalim, movable objects. Must be metav, highest quality. Even bran must be the best quality. That was the answer. Everything has to be best quality. You don't like that. Objection. It says from the best of his field. He's not going to give meta from metaltalim, only from his field. Answer number four. All metaltalim, all movable objects are considered metav. If they can't be sold here, they can be sold elsewhere. Land cannot be sold elsewhere. Therefore, one who pays with land must give edis so it will be easy to sell. And that answer is the accepted answer. So when we say you can collect from any land, from anything, that's referring to metaltalim, movable objects. And the pasuk of the best quality is only by land. So the resolution is as follows. All metaltalim, movable objects may be given as compensation to the damagee. Only edis can be given when the compensation is from property. And that's how we resolve it. So when our Mishnah learned that the common denominator of all the nezikin is you pay from the metav, that's only when you pay from land. If you pay for movable objects, anything you give that can be sold at that price somewhere is considered an acceptable payment as well, and that's the resolution.
As long as it can be sold.
Yeah,
it's
not, you know,
if
you're trying to sell a reel-to-reel tape recorder for $50, good luck.
Exactly.
You're not going to get it anywhere. Maybe in a third world country, but you can't get to the third world country. So that, now we consider that. And we also learned the other laws of what can and be not accepted for a ksuva and for other things with Nisan and Tishrei, which was not the main issue, but that we also see. Okay.
Wait one second. I just got to write the resolution.